Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
They never saw the storm coming. The storm that came up on the Sea of Galilee must not have been predicted, but the Bible says there arose a great storm. And listen, they were not prepared for it either. Did you notice that? They're not prepared. They weren't ready for a storm. The skies probably looked sunny, and they were probably ready to sail off over to the other side. Well, I'm sure that all those that came along assumed, because they were with Jesus, everything would be fine. Hey, we're with a guy that just fed 5,000 over here. Hey, we're the guy that, you know, he's raising people from the dead. Why would we not be safe in the arms of Jesus? Jesus is going to be on my boat. Hey, what's that song, Jesus Take the Wheel? Jesus is in the car. Let him take the wheel, because, you know, ain't nothing going to happen. Hey, listen, you better grab a hold of that steering wheel if you got any sense. You are not immune from storms coming up in your life. And so these people here that's been with Jesus day in and day out for over 3 1/3 years or so, they've seen all the things that he could do. And so I'm sure that they were pretty secure in how they felt until the storm started hitting. But there was apparently no warning signs, no dark clouds, no sprinkles of rain, no Doppler radar. It came out of nowhere, and they started thinking, well, where's Jesus at when all this is going on? And perhaps this has happened to you. Maybe that you've been going through a storm hit in your life, and the first thing that come to your mind was, really? God, me? Lord, don't you know everything I've done? Don't you know how I've prayed, how I've read the Bible, how I've done so many things? Lord, I've lived for you. I've trusted you. I've done all that. Why is this happening to me? And we start questioning God. Why, God, do you not love me? Or do you not care for me? Is that what it is? I mean, that's the way that we feel sometimes when storms hit us. That's exactly the way I felt when a storm hit our family when my sister was diagnosed with leukemia. It made absolutely no sense to me. I'd never known anybody that had that disease. I'd never heard of it before. I mean, really, I've heard of it, but I didn't know anybody that ever had it. And it certainly never happened in my family. I mean, but here she was perfectly healthy. I mean, she was just 4 years older than me. I mean, she had her life to live. She had children and a family, and she lived for the Lord, and she sung so beautiful and made tapes and records, and she loved the Lord. And when this happened, I was like, Lord, what in the world? I mean, this should happen to somebody that don't love the Lord. This ought to happen to somebody that don't care for you. What about that old guy I saw that said he hated you? Why don't it happen to him? Why is it happening to her? And so I was really distraught. And she went through a whole year, over a year, living in pain and misery. It was awful. And I questioned. I said, Lord, I don't understand. This was not predicted. Nobody told us or warned us. It just happened all of a sudden. And she passed away after that. And in my flesh, I wondered. I said, Lord, do you not care? Verse 38. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish just like we do? I mean, every time a storm comes up, it starts getting in our lives, we start pointing our finger at God and say, God, don't you care? Look what's happening to me. Can't you get me out of this mess? Master, carest thou not? And that's exactly what they were doing. They're running around panicking. Most of these were professional fishermen. Why in the world wasn't they going around and bailing water out and saying, you know, we'll take care of this or whatever? No, go get Jesus. We're going to die around here. Well, he don't care. Look at him. He's over there asleep. Asleep? You mean to tell me Jesus, the Master, is asleep? How can he sleep through such a thing? He don't care about us. Apparently, he brought us out here to die. And that is where we often find ourselves when our storm hits. That's how we find ourselves. We start questioning God. We start questioning our relationship with Him. We start questioning our faith. We start questioning whether what we have is really genuine. Do I really love the Lord? Do I really trust Him as my Savior? Am I really saved? Because I just don't think this ought to be happening to me. And so we start having these doubts and fears and questions and all these things happening to us. And friends, don't feel like you're the only one that does it. I think we all do that. We find here these men that has walked with Jesus, and they're doing it. Can you imagine that? Walking with the man that you saw bring a man's sight back, that you saw with your own eyes heal a man that was lame, and he said, "Get up and walk." And he got up and walked. And he went over to a tomb site, and he says, "Hey, Lazarus, come forth." And the man comes walking out of there. But here you are in a boat, and now you're scared and say, "Jesus, you don't care for me, do you? Because the storm's going to kill me." We all do. We're all the same. And look what happens. Look at verse 39. They woke him up. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And just like that, Jesus simply said, the Bible said, he said, "Peace, be still." And what happened? Still. I bet you could have heard a pin drop on the Sea of Galilee that day. I bet you even the fish went. It was still. That wind quit blowing. And the Bible says there was a great calm. A great calm. Listen, he promises, Jesus promises over and over in the Bible that he loves us. The very reason Jesus came and died on the cross of Calvary was because the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That's why he came here. He came here to do the will of the Father. The will of the Father was for him to give his life for us. And we had the audacity to actually ask him if he cares for us. "Do you even care for me, Lord, that you're allowing this to happen in my life?" And just like that, the Lord calmed everything. And all through these promises he gives us, that he loves us and that he cares for us and he'll never leave us nor forsake us, and he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Of all these promises, I never see where the Lord promises, "Listen, I will never make you have to go through a storm." It's not in there. Maybe it's in one of those phony Bibles. It's not mine. It's not in there that he says we'll never go through a trial or through a storm or we'll have to endure hardships. So what do we do in the face of these storms? Because, like we've said, we all do it. How do we handle it when we hear about kids getting shot in a school? How do we handle it when we hear that people enter a church of all places and start shooting people? How do we handle these things in the face of all this, this violence and wars and suicides and shootings? Well, for the Christian, the answer is we got to stand fast in our faith. She sung that song over a while ago. "When the storms of life are raging, stand by me." When the storms of life are raging, stand by me, Lord. Look what he says to the disciples in verse 40. Because they're asking the same question. What do we do, Lord? He said unto them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" No faith. These very men that had walked day in and day out with Jesus, watched him heal the sick, restore sight to the blind, cleanse the leper, cause the lame to walk, raise the dead, yet when it come to a storm in their own life, they had zero faith. "Hey, he can feed 5,000, but he can't save me from a storm." "Hey, he can raise a man from the dead, but he can't make this storm go away. He can't keep us from drowning out here in the Sea of Galilee." And so they've asked the Son of God whether or not he cared for them. Wow. So Jesus asked them, "Why is it that you have no faith?" He didn't say little faith. He said no faith. Hey, they don't have any of it right now. And so that's the real question that we have to ask ourselves. Is our faith in the Lord Jesus real faith? Is it the kind of faith that only endures as long as things are going good? Is he only God on the mountain but not God in the valley? Is that what we're saying here? Because listen, friends, if we can trust the Lord Jesus to save our soul from hell, we can trust him to get us through a storm of life. Hey, it may not be easy. It may not be an easy road. It may not be a soft road. You may have to endure hard trials. You may have to endure sickness and pain and things like that. But I want you to know, if you love Jesus the way you say you love Jesus, you can depend on him and you can say, oh, Lord, though the storms are raging, stand by me. I love you, Lord. I have the faith in you, Lord. And even if I have to lose my life, God, I know I'll be in the presence of the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That's what the Bible says. Why are you afraid? Why do you have no faith? If his own disciples can sit there and question God, what makes us think we're any different? Even on the mountain, God is good. Even in the valley, God is good. He's good all the time. Well, we find our answers in the last verse. Look at verse 41. And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Listen, one of the reasons our faith fails in the times of storms is because we don't know Jesus on the intimate relationship that we need to know him on. We don't have that close walk with the Lord that we need to have with him. And we ask ourselves, what manner of man is this? The disciples being with him all that time, what manner of man is this? Even the storms obey him. Even the wind obeys. Even the sea obeys. What kind of guy is this guy? And so we need to be asking ourselves, what kind of man is Jesus? I want you to know Jesus is Lord of Lords. He's King of Kings. He's the Savior of the world. He's our Redeemer. Jesus Christ. That's who he is. Listen, our lack of knowledge and intimacy with the Lord is one of our failures, one of our downfalls, one of the reasons when we do hit hard times, when trials of life do come, when the storms hit, that we start having these questions and doubts and our faith wavers because of our lack of intimacy with the Lord Jesus. Psalm 34 and 8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. We need to trust in the Lord in all things. Hey, it may get hard, but listen, the Lord is always there. He's always there. He loves you. Did the disciples know the Lord that little? Had they not seen all he could do? Had he not proven himself enough so that they had enough faith that the Lord would save them in this storm? Has the Lord not proved himself trustworthy already? Yes. Has he not? Listen. Another reason our faith wavers and why we do this is because we're very impatient. We're an impatient society, an impatient people. Everywhere I go, I'm impatient. I don't want to stand in a line that's got three people in it when there's one over there with two in it. Even though if I switch over there, suddenly they have a price check. You know, but we're so impatient. I can't wait all day for a hot dog to cook over the fire. Stick it in the microwave till it explodes. I gotta have it now. And that's the way we are in our walk with Christ. Isaiah 40 and 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up their wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Hey, we gotta get right with the Lord. We gotta get close to the Lord. We gotta know him on a personal basis. We gotta be patient. We gotta wait upon the Lord. He's got a plan set for us. He's got a plan. Why do you think that we have to scratch our head and claw and fight and try to resolve everything? We hit the panic button so easily. You know, we got to fix it now. Fix it. Fix it. Get on the internet and find out how to do this. Fix it now. Sometimes we need to just wait on the Lord. He's got a plan there and he's ready to help you. But listen, you need to be patient. Wait on the Lord. Quit running around thinking you're going to drown all the time. Quit being a disciple out in the middle of the Sea of Galilee. Jesus, do not care for me. Just wait on him. Wait on him. Now, we didn't read it in our opening text, but if you look over in the next chapter, in chapter 5, where the story continues, you'll read this. Mark 5 and 1. And they came over. And they came over onto the other side of the sea into the country of Gadarenes, just like Jesus said he was going to do. What did he say to them? Hey, let's cross over onto the other side. That was what he meant. When Jesus said, listen, I'm crossing over the other side, he means business. He means I'm crossing over the other side. And if he has to go through a storm to get there, he'll do it. And if he has to take you through it with him, he'll do it. But he's going to get over that other side. And that's exactly what happened. They made it right over to the other side. And I can just see all these disciples getting off there and looking at Jesus saying, sorry, 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 we doubted you. Boy, I'm a big dummy, ain't I? Yeah, and here they all go. Well, let that sink in there for a minute that they came over to the other side. Hallelujah, brother, right there. They came over to the other side. When Jesus said he's going to do it, he does it. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Jesus is going to do it.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Bablé Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.